to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University, broadcasting on the unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Stolo, Catesy, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples. My name is Jesse.
Mine is Jamie. I tapped the mic.
Whoa, you're not supposed to hit the mic.
Just like they taught you in radio school.
Yeah, they definitely say touch the mic, and once it starts making noise, definitely keep touching it.
Yeah, people love mic noise.
Yeah, that's why you tune in to the Vancouver Mic Tape to hear all the clanging and banging. But also, the Vancouver Mixtape is another version of this show, the real one, where we talk about local music. And we're back. We've been, you know, it's summer. We've been in and out, mostly out. But today we have a whole bunch of music to play for you, so we're going to get right into that, I think. Unless, Jamie, do you have any big updates you want to let strangers and friends and other people who might be listening know?
Not even one single update,
wow.
Jesse.
Wow,
okay. Not even a single one.
Well, so I realized today as I was, to pull back the curtain a little bit, I am going to talk a little bit, I guess, when we're prepping the show. Jamie and I, believe it or not, do our prep separately.
I know, it's wild.
Weird. We each plug a bunch of songs into a playlist, and then the show seems to be kind of like a Battle Royale or Hunger Games style fight for the, maybe it's more musical chairs, I guess, to
we're
fight for the number of seats available.
We're both quite bloodied by the end
of
the show.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
And I realized that by virtue of being the one pushing the buttons, so again, listener, now you know if something sounds really bad or really great, all my fault. Sometimes Jamie, but
never me.
These days,
the mic clanging, definitely Jesse.
Me. Definitely me. Oh yeah, that was me for sure. Anyway, because I'm the one who pushes the buttons and pushes play, I usually start with like what I got on the playlist. And I thought maybe this time we could start with one of your songs, Jamie. Why don't you pick one of yours and tell me what it is and why we're playing it.
Okay, we're going to kick things off with a band we play here all the time on the Mixtape. We're going with Hollow Twin and their brand new single. It's called Better Before. It came out last week before. It's only been out for like maybe 10 days. And it signals a bit of a change aesthetically for the band, as they've done a bit of a lineup switch. M is no longer in the group. Instead, Alex from other local favorite bands like Malk or Dead Soft. Not sure if you've heard of either of those. You remember Malk, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, he's since joined the group, and while they retain a lot of the retro, old, classic pop kind of sound, it's definitely a little less haunting and more, it's got a little bit more of a pop, a little more of a hook to it, and it's got a little more of a boppiness to it, and this is the debut single of the latest version of Hollow Twin.
Thank you.
What You Gave by Pine Baron here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Cool pop rock. Before that, we had 40th Floor by Blue Jay from a new record called Deep in the Fade, and that was kicked off by the newest song from the new incarnation of Hollow Twin. It was Better Before. Jamie, you the last track we played, the Pine Baron, that was also a Jamie selection.
Yeah, they're a fun little pop group out of Lower Mainland. Played a show with them way back in December and really enjoyed their set. Like, the bands that embrace, like, guitar-based rock with big hearty synths and delay pedals will never not be boring to me. Just, your boy loves a good delay on a guitar matched with a synthesizer and a poppy hook. Look, I am who I am. It's a really, like, clean, crisp sound, and they're really solid songwriters, and I think they do a good job of making shiny pop music in a scene, at least, that we have certainly triumphed the less clean and the less shiny.
Although, I mean, these days we're
sellouts.
We're playing sellouts. Almost as much pop as anything else. However, I am going to take us in a less accessible direction.
Get me grimy!
It's not going to be grimy. It's still going to be pretty pristine.
Get me pristine!
But what I want to do is take a turn into the newest upcoming record from, a band that does something that is underrepresented in Vancouver's sort of independent rock scene.
Mm.
I think it's tough to do what they do because it's not necessarily always seen as cool, you know? It might be seen as nerdy or weird, but the progressive rock stalwarts of Yep,
yes,
have a new record called Reprimand that is out in September. And we've got a track called Waters of March from that said record. And you are going to hear it right now. So enjoy the wonderful progressive rock stylings of Yep.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of the stuff. It's the little alone. It's the sliver of glass. It is life. It's the sun. It is night. It is death. It's a trap. It's the joy.
Find it there.
is Swallows by History of Gunpowder off of their upcoming record, Swallows.
Title track.
Title track. We love a good title track.
We're all about title tracks.
Before that, we had Grimm with Your Head is a House That You Live In Your Whole Life. And before that, we had Yep. With Waters of March off of Reprimand.
Waters of March from Reprimand, which is out in September.
Sinking the Rains of March. But that's not what it's called. Anyways, that was the History of Gunpowder song is a single off of their upcoming film album documentary hybrid that they're doing. The promo for it is the soundtrack to this film is the album about making the album, which feels like a very duh thing.
It's very postmodern,
right? But yeah, I'm really excited. They're screening it on Friday, September 1st at the Rio. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available. Go buy them and go see the screening of this film, which I did see Alex yesterday from the History of Gunpowder, and he said he had just finished mastering the audio and that the film is done and is ready to go. And he looked tired.
I can only imagine. From what small work I have done in the worlds of music mixing and film stuff, filmmaking, that's a lot of work. It's a lot of work in multiple media. So looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, you can just go to the Rio.